From their bar to yours, Chad and Sarah of the popular YouTube channel It's Bourbon Night bring you their favorite at-home old-fashioned mix with the new Elemental Elixirs Golden Hour Syrup. It's a custom-made syrup with notes of bold black tea, warm spices, and orange zest. All you need is your favorite whiskey and ice. No bitters needed. One bottle makes 16 drinks, so that's only $1 cocktail before you add your own whiskey. They can also be enjoyed in other cocktails or spirits, mocktails, coffee, tea, and anything you can think of. It's crafted locally in Lexington, Kentucky, and you can get your bottle now at whiskeyambitions.com. Hey everyone, we're back with another Whiskey Quickie, and this week we're looking at Chattanooga's Bottled in Bond. Now, we've been pretty big fans of Chattanooga whiskey for a while. They've been on the podcast. We really like their 111 series, and this is their first Bottled in Bond release. So let's get a little bit more information about it. Now, they say that their Bottled in Bond is unlike any others because, you know, Bottled in Bond has to come from, you know, one distiller, one distilling season and stuff like that. And they took this a step farther, and they now have what are called vintage dated expressions on here. And so what we're going to be tasting is the Spring 2017 Vintage Series. Now, this release is crafted from four of their unique high malt bourbon mash bills, all made within the same distilling season, but each are composed of at least 25% of specialty malted grains. These were barreled back in June of 2017, which would make this about right at 4 years old. It's 100 proof and has a $50 price tag.
All right. I've been excited to try this one. I love Chattanooga.
They do a really good job. And it's, I remember their 111 series and stuff like that. It is. It's very chocolatey, very, well, malty, like a Whopper or something like that. So let's go.
Not the burger.
Not the burger. Not the burger, the candy. If not, you're getting cheese and ketchup and charbroil hamburger. But all right, onto the nose.
I'm not getting cheese or ketchup.
No, I am getting charbroil, though. I'm just kidding.
I got a slight, cherry, strawberry.
I almost get, it's weird. Like I said, charbroil, but I almost kind of get like a barbecue sauce note. Is it weird? Is that just me?
Maybe a cherry barbecue?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe a little bit. You're better at these things.
No, I'm not. But there's definitely some like bolder, fruitier notes than I'm used to with from the other, the 111, which had that like chocolatey.
Yeah, I agree. Note. It is definitely more fruity.
Yep.
So on to the taste.
Well, the chocolate comes in there, and then it does open up into like this slight hint of smokiness to it.
Yeah.
On the finish. So you got like some of that cherry, strawberry, fruity flavors with a little bit of chocolatey maltiness, and then like a slight hint of like hickory or some type of smoke.
Cherry wood smoke? Yeah. I don't know. It's something there, but it definitely has that little bit of smoky, little bit of fruity characteristics, not like 111, which is definitely super chocolatey, super malty and stuff like that. Yeah. And that could be the proof that changes with that to make that expression a little different too.
Yeah, super interesting.
Let's go ahead and rate it. So on the nose, where are you at here?
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up on that.
I enjoyed the nose.
And on the taste?
Thumbs up. I enjoyed it.
Yep. I think it's different. It's definitely unique.
Yeah, it's unique.
And the finish?
Kind of sideways. Like, I like the interesting of the smoke cherry, but it's, as it sits there, it's a little bitter. Yeah. But the front and mid palate were great. And so I enjoy it.
It's super unique. It's definitely different than a lot of just regular Bottled in Bond expressions out there. So hats off to them for trying to innovate in this kind of renowned category.
Yep. Good job.
Cheers, everybody. We'll see you next time.